Your vocabulary is something that requires your ongoing attention and development. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Evan Carmichael talks with us about why it's important to constantly improve and expand your vocabulary. Enjoy.
I can't remember who I learned this from, but I was recently, somebody else said, instead of saying sorry, try saying thank you. So when you run into a meeting and you're late, oh, sorry, I'm late, or to a call, say thank you for your patience. And that one line has changed everything for me. And what I've come to realize is that when I say I'm sorry, it's all about me and I'm making myself wrong. And when I say thank you, I'm actually acknowledging the other people around me. And you can find that you can substitute that line in almost every instance. And I was very surprised by how often, without even thinking about it, I was saying sorry. I was telling everybody the story that even yesterday I was in a yoga class and somebody fell over on the, you know, and kind of hit me. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. What? You know, no, I could have said, are you okay? Instead of, I'm sorry. The other thing, I use so much qualifying language when I speak, and I never knew it until I was on CNN. And then you have the horrifying experience of having to watch yourself on video. I had no idea how often I said, I think, or actually, or, you know, like all of these qualifiers.
Maybe.
Yeah. It takes the precision and the force out of your language. And the way that you speak. And I had no idea how often I was being equivocal.
You have the power to control your world, how you think, how you act, your mindset with the words that you speak. When you use weak language, you signal to yourself that you are weak. You signal to yourself that your goals aren't important. You signal to yourself that you are not worth it. You lose respect for yourself, and the people around you don't respect you either. We need to stop using weak language and pay attention to the words that you're speaking to others and to yourself. Now, this is not an easy task because most of the words that you're using, the way that you talk to others and to yourself, you're on autopilot, you're on cruise control. It just happens. You've been doing this for years or decades. And so switching it is not going to happen overnight. But if you pay attention to the next 3 things that I'm going to share with you, it can have a dramatic impact on your self-confidence, on the goals that you have for yourself, and on the outcomes you create for yourself in the world. Let's do it. Number 1, I can't, I'm not, I don't. What you say after those 3 things shapes your identity. It speaks to how you think and speak about yourself. So I can't. I can't be an entrepreneur. I can't be a leader. I can't be a YouTuber. I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. Especially this one. When you say I can't, pay very, 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 very close attention to what follows and try and try and try to shift it from I can't to either I choose not to or I can't yet. I'm not a good salesperson. I'm not funny. I'm not the kind of person who follows through. Again, pay close attention and try to shift it to not yet. I don't. I don't program. I don't know how to make money. I don't think like that. Switch. I don't to I don't yet. I can't. I'm not. I don't. Those statements are final. Those statements don't allow for growth. Those statements are how you feel about yourself and don't allow for the stretch. They don't allow you to get better. And so either eliminate them from your vocabulary or change them to yet. Number 2 is catch your cruise control. The way that you have been speaking about yourself, the way that you have been talking to yourself has been happening using the same words for years, maybe even decades. It's so automatic for you. You are on cruise control. You are on autopilot. You think small and talk negatively about yourself without even thinking about it. You need to catch your cruise control. And listen, don't be too hard on yourself. This is so ingrained. These patterns have been around for so long. You are just auto-defaulting to cruise control that most of these times you will not even catch it. You will not catch 99% of these moments, of these words, of these languages that you're using for yourself. But if you have the awareness, if you have the intention, if you have the desire, every now and then, you will catch it. Another quick hack is to enlist a friend, enlist the people around you, your wife, your husband, your team, your kids, kids especially. My son Hayden loves calling me out on things. Enlist their help. Tell them, this is where I want to play a bigger game. This is where I'm frustrated with myself. This is where I keep talking badly about myself and putting myself down. These are the words, the language that I need to change. And every time you hear me talking this way, I need you to bring it to my awareness and let me know, because I want to catch my cruise control. For me personally, it's around complaining. Anytime I complain, I want my wife, I want my team, I want my son, I want the people around me to say, Evan, you are complaining. Right there, that was a complaint. Eat it, right? I'm happy for them to hug me with it, to yell at me with it. I just want them to let me know. Now, when I told everybody, they said, listen, you barely complain. You're like the least complaining person that we know. Awesome. Thank you. I'm humbled, but I still complain, and I probably complain a lot, and a lot of the times I'm missing it. And so please, 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 even if you think I'm great at it, if you catch me complaining, I want you to call me out on it. So enlisting your friends can be really helpful, because you will likely not catch most of them yourself, but it's imperative that you start working on catching your cruise control. Step number three is manual override. You have caught your cruise control. You have found the autopilot. It's about to happen again. This negative talk that you're about to speak out into the world about yourself or your ideas, you putting yourself down, is about to come out again or has just come out. What do you do about it? Because this is really important. If you catch yourself playing small or talking negatively about yourself, if you catch it and you don't do anything, it actually makes it worse. It's better that you don't even catch it at all. If you catch it and you recognize I am playing small right now and you ignore it and you don't change your behavior, you are building that identity for yourself that you are somebody who is playing small. You are consciously building that identity for yourself, and you need to stop it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.